You mentioned the school being an important aspect in your lives.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you work there at the moment.
Yeah.
I've worked there on and off for the last however many years, 6, 10.
8.
Yeah, the last 8 years or so. And you've been helping out on and off and then worked there.
Yeah. I've helped out on and off for about 7 years or so. I've been full-time there for the past coming up 2 years. Yeah, and it's a lovely school. It's really nice, kind of.
A really interesting mix of people from all sorts of different backgrounds. I think that's what makes it as much fun as it is. They're all so different because the catchment spreads quite a long way out, so you get people from kind of a different background.
Does it go beyond Sutwell, the catchment?
It does, yeah. And out towards, you know, where Waitrose is.
Oh, yeah.
We've got children coming in from there because Praywood's quite a small school.
Right.
Whereas this is a double intake. So, yeah, quite a big catchment area. So all kinds, you know, all different classes of families with all different interests from, you know, Polish and Italian and Palestinian and Syrian and London and just all over.
Bangladeshi and, yeah.
A really big jumble of people.
Do they try and incorporate that into the learning, do they?
Yeah, the cultural background is always, like, for Christmas.
And different festivals and stuff that are happening, kind of, they'll always kind of get touch on.
And sharing, what would you do at this, you know, it's Christmas time, you know, this is what we do at Christmas, what do you do at Christmas? So the children get a chance to share what their cultural background is.
Mm.
It's a really big thing, actually.
That's good. Have you seen many changes in the school since your involvement there?
Yeah, quite a few.
Well,
it's gone from single form to double form entry, so it's kind of doubled in size. And the head's very progressive. She's kind of always looking for kind of, you know, new things to do in the school, kind of, you know, new things that for the kids to play and to learn with. It has been interesting kind of watching it develop. Because I have to say, just before we moved to the area, I don't think the reputation of the school was that good.
Right.
It was in special measures.
Yeah, but then they got this head in, and yeah, she's done a fantastic job. It's not this head, actually, it's the one before it. They've changed slightly. Now it's changed to an academy, so they've got a new head, right. And the head's become the executive head, overseeing.
The deputy stepped up to head, and the head stepped up to executive.
But they're both sort of quite similar in their vision, aren't they?
Tooth and nail for the kids and for the school to make sure it gets what it deserves.
Mm.
The build was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's probably started 3 years ago now at least.
Which was very welcomed, but it was a year of, because it was a massive rebuild. They knocked down a whole block, they built a new block, they did all the classrooms out. But there was a lot of strangeness going, wasn't there, in the head?
Mm.
The head had to do a lot of fighting with county. There was lots of things that...
Well, they put forward a load of money and then took a load away, kind of after it had all been kind of finalised and kind of they were about to start the work and then there was they took some money away, so they didn't start the work when they were supposed to, and it's just kind of been a bit of a battle, but it's worth it, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a very trying time for everybody.
Yeah,
but they got there in the end, and that's down to the dedication, really. And it wasn't just the head, it was the PTA and the governors. Well, the governors, really, that really showed their mettle, I think, at that point, because they did step up.
Dig their heels in a little bit.
And hold on.
That's good. So are some of the people in the PTA parents in the Sutwell area?
Yes.
But yeah, still quite a lot of involvement, and they are, local. And when we talk to them, you know, that's the thing that they love. You know, they've come from this kind of lifestyle, and they're meeting all these that whole integration of different communities meeting, and you see some unlikely couplings going on of friendships that you thought, well, I would never put those two in the same room together, but there they are. Look, and they get on really well from completely different backgrounds.
How lovely.
Mm.